They do almost everything wrong. They bring 2 to 3 times too many PowerPoint slides. So in 10 minutes, imagine, they're trying to get through 30 slides, and you know, and after a minute, you're lost. So when I say to them, maximum 10 slides in 10 minutes, there's an uproar. No one is interested in your technology. At that point, they really think that I have the wrong person that's in the room. But they live, I live for my technology. I said, yes, but no one in the audience gives up. They're not there. They know you're smart. But talk to them about how much money you're going to make for them. Tell them what markets you're going to go into. Show them how your algorithm, don't call it that, is going to become an app that is going to go into every mobile phone in the world. I'm listening. That's interesting. And they come at first, and I send them in advance an instruction sheet, what not to do. They don't read it, so they come because they know how to pitch. They've been doing it for years, but not to the right, not to VC. So they come, they want to talk about technology. They want to talk. They all bring a great big slide. Our chairman, Professor Joe Bloggs, our chief technology man, or woman, Marie Smith. Who gives? That's not what you tell them in your 10 minutes. They can, first of all, they can read it. It's all in the program. Right, there's a bio on every company anyway. Use the 10 minutes to wow them, excite them, show them that you've got something that is going to conquer the world. Infuse them. You don't need, I can't tell them not to do slides because then they really feel that they have no pants. But I do tell them, slash the wording. Get rid of most of the slides and look the people in the eye and tell them why you should invest in me. That's what they're there for. And that's how I started this evening. If you can't make the match, in any circumstance, between yourself and the person you're trying to sell to, then it's a waste of time. And it's a pity because that opportunity, honestly, doesn't come again. Now, good news is that after a day's brainwashing and being, when they do it, I do not hold back. I am Dutch and I am Israeli and I'm not Irish. When I tell them what not what I think, when I tell them what they need to do in order to make it better,